proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Osman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible session. We'll continue our study on the book of Ruth by looking at the first chapter. The narrative began when a man named Elimelech, described as a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, when Elimelech left his home city in Judah because of a famine. He journeyed to the land of Moab, accompanied by his wife Naomi and by their two sons, Mahlon and Chilion. The use of the Hebrew verb ger, rendered a sojourn in Ruth 1, implied that Elimelech did not intend to live in Moab permanently, but was merely making a side trip there for the duration of the famine. While the family dwelt in Moab, Elimelech died. Soon afterwards, according to the narrative, his sons took Moabite wives. Mahlon married a woman named Orpah, and Chilion wed a woman named Ruth. Neither couple had children. For 10 years, this extended family remained in Moab. During that time, both Mahlon and Chilion died, making Orpah and Ruth widows. When Naomi heard that the famine in Judah had ceased, she decided to return to her home country. Her two daughters-in-law accompanied her on the initial stages of her journey. Naomi actively sought to discourage Orpah and Ruth from going with her. She said to them, quote, "Turn again, my daughters. Why will you go with me? Are there yet more sons in my womb that they may be your husbands?" Unquote. Her daughters-in-law had different reactions to Naomi's appeal. Both women wept. However, we read that, quote, "Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clave unto her," unquote. Naomi tried to persuade Ruth to emulate Orpah, her sister-in-law. She told the young woman, quote, "Behold, thy sister-in-law is gone back unto her people and unto her gods. Return thou after thy sister-in-law," unquote. Perhaps Naomi reflected on the religious and cultural differences that Ruth would find when she returned to Bethlehem. Differences that might lead to the Jewish people rejecting Ruth and to Ruth's unhappiness while staying in Israel. Ruth spurned her mother-in-law's efforts to dissuade her, though. She determined to go back with Naomi to Bethlehem, Judah. Furthermore, Ruth made 5 commitments to Naomi, telling her, quote, "Whither thou goest, I will go, and whither thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. Where thou diest will I die, and there will I be buried," unquote. Ruth might have reflected upon what life in Moab might have to offer her. She could have returned to her parents' house and lived with them had she so chosen. If Ruth decided to remarry, she could have settled down with one of her Moabite countrymen. She could have spent her remaining years with her own people. On the other hand, if Ruth went with Naomi back to Judah, she would become a stranger in a strange land. As far as Ruth knew, moreover, she would have had to support herself as well as her mother-in-law for the remainder of their lives. Nevertheless, Ruth made the decision to return to Bethlehem, Judah, in the company of Naomi. Ruth's decisions had far-reaching consequences. Had she not chosen to return with Naomi to Bethlehem, Judah, she would not have experienced the blessings which came with grace. Furthermore, she would not have become a part of the earthly heritage of the Messiah and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Mark Osborne with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.